Hello, you beautiful being of light. Thank you so much for being here and for tuning in. My name is Jessica Mazzo. Welcome to the Magical Soul Healing Podcast. I am here for you. I am here to hold space. I am here to reflect love. I am here to reflect your worth to you. I'm here to also offer tools and resources so that you can navigate life on Earth. As we journey and harmonize together, inhale and exhale. Trust that you are exactly where you are meant to be. Hey, what's up? This commercial break is brought to you by my one-to-one sessions. If you have ever wanted to work with me, I suggest you head over to my website, www.magicalsoulhealing.com, and take a look at my calendar. You'll find my availability there, and I have two options for booking. You'll have the option for a 30-minute Zoom session or a 60-minute Zoom session. Be sure to keep an eye out for when I have different promos and price drops. You already know what the website is, so you'll just want to go there every so often and look for those discounts. So what I typically do with clients is pull tarot cards, and then I offer a lot of the information that I learned when I was getting my master's in social work at USC. The information that I learned is really important when it comes to understanding yourself, how your mind functions, how your body functions, and then getting them online. So I am trained in trauma-informed cognitive behavioral therapy, motivational interviewing, problem-solving therapy, and these are all things that I bring to the table when I work one-on-one, along with the spiritual aspect of connecting to the higher self, of calling in messages from the ancestors, and then just the ancient wisdom that tarot has in and of itself. So all of this is what you get on a session with me, and I think it's a really beautiful experience. It's something that I value, and it's something I absolutely love sharing, really, with people. And I love to see people thrive, and it's quite okay if we're connecting and you're not necessarily feeling your best. It's just like I do see people in moments that they're tough and they're stuck and they're struggling, and that's okay. In the end, I really find that there is something to look forward to and to stay open for. So that's again why I just love holding space, and I hope that I get to see you there. So yeah, again, that website, it's www.magicalsoulhealing.com. Okay, see you soon. Hello, soul family. How are you? I hope that you are doing okay wherever you are. So the topic of choice today is about labels and when labels are helpful and when they're not helpful. So how can you use them in a way that's beneficial, when to use them, and then when might you find yourself using labels that's really not the best choice? I think today's episode is going to be kind of short. I'm feeling that, but let's see what happens. So as far as labels go, we need labels to be here on the planet. It's how our brain organizes information. It's how I know that there are tarot cards in front of me and a laptop and a coffee cup and a phone. Those are labels. Those are words that we assign to things, I would say, that are a little bit more concrete. And so when it's helpful to use labels is when you're in general conversation like that, talking about, hey, pass this to me, or like, can I get that from you? Another way that labels are helpful is when we're using terms to help us ground. We're using labels to help us ground.
So let's say that you are feeling very anxious about something and you could also feel panicky at the same time. Let's also say that you're moving through feelings of depression or depressive symptoms, right? We all have times in our life when we feel a little anxious, when we feel a little depressed. Doesn't mean we're clinically diagnosed with anxiety, doesn't mean we're clinically diagnosed as depressed. But we have these times where we'll fluctuate in our feelings and emotions and our moods. So a way to help ground the energy and balance it, whether bringing it up from maybe a more flat state or bringing it down from a more anxious state, is to look at the world around you and utilize the labels. You can really do this with anything, but I like to use it in nature. I think it's the best, but it's okay if you don't have nature around you. What you will do is, I still will use nature as an example, but being outside, you may say, oh, I see green bushes. I see yellow flowers. I hear birds chirping. I hear the hum of traffic on the freeway. I smell my neighbor's cooking. It smells like garlic. It smells so good. And I feel the heat of the sun on my body and a little bit of the cold wind through my hair. So see how you can begin to really pull the senses online with labeling. And this is so helpful, again, when the mind might be racing, when it wants to just give you a bunch of stories about life and how you may follow through with those stories and then just find yourself chasing them. Same thing with depressive stories. There could just be thoughts or feelings like things don't really matter and it's not that big of a deal. You could be minimizing your own emotions and what you may not be fully in touch with in a depressed state, and that's okay. And what happens when you're labeling this way with a depressive mood or depressive energy is that you're beginning to awaken the senses again to what is really happening, to what is really around you and what you're feeling and what you're seeing. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the mood will go from, like, let's say, 1 is the lowest. It doesn't mean you'll go from, you know, 1 to 10, the highest, but you could move from a 1 to a 2. And progress is progress, and I'm all about celebrating that. And likewise, with any anxious symptoms, it doesn't mean that if you're high and you're like, oh, I'm all spinning out, it doesn't mean you'll go from like a high anxious state down to something that's totally regulated and like fully balanced. But the idea behind this is to move the scale one way or the other in the direction of what you prefer to go to. And this is a very simple grounding technique that I've used over and over again, and it's been really, really helpful. But you basically just want to label 5 things that you can see, 3 things that you can smell, 2 things you can hear, one thing you can taste. I did that wrong, but it's like you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're supposed to count down in that order. And you can do it any way you want. If you want to instead choose 5 things you can feel, 4 things you can taste, like let's say you're at a dinner party and you're like not feeling like your full self, maybe just put a couple things on your plate, whatever. But the idea is to shift your attention to a little bit more of a microscopic view and basically like what's around you, and to pull your energy back into your body in a healthy, more balanced way. So you can take free rein of that however you want, but that is a time when labels are really, really helpful. And they can also be helpful when we are working through our emotions and our sensations and we're wanting to identify what they are and how we're impacted by them. So this is more internal. So I feel like it is helpful, instead of saying I am sad, to say that I feel sadness or I feel sad, because really feelings, you can describe them, and it's better to say I feel something than I am, than you're identifying with the feeling. So the languaging is really important here when you are labeling, because it helps you set yourself up for success and not over-identifying with the emotional state, which we know emotions come and go. So you really don't want to, like, you know, pin yourself down in any way. And another thing with your thoughts, you can say, I have anxious thoughts, or I am noticing anxious thoughts. I am noticing intrusive thoughts, instead of like, oh my God, all of these anxious thoughts and like what ifs and this is all happening and all I ever have is anxious thoughts. And so you can see if when you slow down and you consciously work to say, I am feeling, I am noticing, you have a little bit of separation. And that's actually a very helpful thing, because again, you're not over identifying with thoughts and feelings that do come and go so quickly and hundreds and thousands of them over the course of our lifetime, thousands of thoughts every day. So when you're noticing a sensation in the body, there will be times where you will not be able to immediately identify the emotion. And this is okay. This is really, really normal. So what can happen is you may go into a more descriptive state of what you're feeling in terms of sensation and then where in the body you're noticing those sensations. So it could be, I feel a heaviness in my chest. I feel tightness in my throat. I feel tension in my lower back. Now, those don't always have to have feelings assigned to them either. You know, like we can just have these sensations and it can really be that simple as well. Sometimes when we're talking about something that was hurtful or that was traumatizing and that was challenging, we may notice different sensations in the body, and it's helpful to label them and to see them for what they are, sensations in the body. And that's it. It's very pure. It's very simple. And I feel like a lot of times the mind wants to create a lot of stories around the sensations and create a lot of feelings around the sensations. So I find that labeling in this way is a great action. It's a great thing to be able to do, because it helps, again, with not over-identifying, not getting wrapped up in the stories. And instead, you can just witness, be more of a witness to the experience. Now, when labels are not helpful is when we're using them to reduce ourselves down to one thing. And this extends to other people, especially when statements about ourselves, labels about ourselves, are very harsh, very mean, very critical. Same thing for another person. So like, let's say you bump into somebody or somebody bumps into you and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. And they're like, fucking asshole. And you're like, whoa, dude. Like, okay. And you could have a day where everything is going wrong. Somebody bumps into you. And in your out of your mouth, you're just like, fucking asshole. And then it just irritates you the whole day. Well, are you a fucking asshole? No. Is that person likely a fucking asshole? No. So I want to extend this into another place where we're alone. We are working on something, we may make a mistake, and our inner critic may come up and be like, you never get anything right. You're such an idiot. And that is not true. But how many times do we entertain these voices that are in our heads or that say, you're being too loud, you're too much. The label of too much comes up. The label of not enough comes up, not good enough. Unworthy, you know? So I want you to begin to challenge those labels and say, wait a second, I would never like say this to a human being. And if I did, I certainly wouldn't mean it. I would need to look at what the fuck is going on with me that day and why I am being so harsh to other people. And so when you notice that harshness coming up in your own field, within your own mind, begin to get curious about it and say, oh, I noticed those thoughts. So here again, we're not saying I am those thoughts. It is, I am noticing the thoughts that are in my head, right? Your head is part of the label, but you're just noticing those thoughts that your brain is having. And then you can also say, I'm curious about that thought. when we look at our thoughts and when we begin to examine what's coming up in our mind, we are already the observer. So there's nothing that you really have to quote unquote do to be the observer other than choose to observe. And again, languaging things a specific way can help you shift into being the observer. I believe that fostering an attitude of creativity will be one of the quickest avenues to being the observer. Because if you can imagine your body as like, it's amazing. Like, the body is an incredible thing. And think of yourself as like this scientist, this individual that is so curious about what is happening inside. And it doesn't want to change anything. It just wants to understand, like, what is going on in here? Like, I just want to know from the pure state of observation, like, what's going on? And sometimes when we notice our thoughts, the thoughts that don't serve automatically begin to dissipate. So again, there's not necessarily any redirecting of the mind that we have to do consciously. Other times when we really notice that those thoughts are coming up and they're loud, that is when we want to have a little bit of dialogue with them. And you, as the observer, are dialoguing with the other thoughts that are in your mind that are those harsher critical labels. And you can say, I'm wondering, like, why you're here today. What do you want to offer to me? And, you know, thoughts and feelings, our body does this, our mind does this to keep us safe. So at the core of what's happening, your mind and body think, oh, this is the best thing that we could do right now. This is just the way that it's been looping. There's neural pathways that have been built in the mind that have been, well, we've been dipping into them. So those grooves are really deep. And when we're not observing, it's just kind of running in the background. And then it can sometimes get louder to the point that it does claim our attention. And then we can say, oh, right, like, I forgot to totally set an intention before I sat down today. And so you can see how those thoughts might be so loud to the point that they help you get centered. It doesn't always feel like that. But when you begin to open up and explore, you can say, oh, they're coming up maybe because I am pushing myself here to be perfect. And I'm holding on to a little bit of perfectionism in this project that I'm engaging with. Let me shake that off and let me choose to step into fun. Let me choose to step into another way. And then what would happen is you would move your mind into reinforcing that you're here to have a good time. And that perfectionism is an illusion. And you're just here for the progress. So how many steps towards progress would you like to make today? And see how you could begin to engage with your thoughts that are critical, like of you, labeling of you, dismissive of you, in a way that is much more grounded and much more true, right? Because you are the loving being engaging with the feelings and the thoughts that are circulating through your body all the time. Now, with an emotional state, it could be, oh my God, I'm feeling this and I'm never going to get out of it. And why are these feelings here? I shouldn't be feeling this. I did this, so I should be happy. And so pay attention to the stories. Notice the emotions. The best thing to do is accept the emotion, the fact that you're feeling it right now. Oh yeah, like, I'm working on this project. I am excited. And I'm also noticing that I feel excited. And I'm noticing that I also feel a little sadness, or I feel a little pressure. I feel a little rushed, actually. And I'm curious about that. I'm wondering why I might be feeling rushed right now. And sometimes we just, because we've been rushed so much in our lives, we just subconsciously, unconsciously hold on to states of rushing. We're living in a world that's like, you know, sometimes making humans compared to machines and saying, like, you need to perform at this ridiculously high, ridiculously stressful rate. And when we can begin to notice when we hold on to those terms and conditions of the outer world, we can then break those contracts and say, oh, that's exactly what it is. I am rushing myself, and I'm wondering why I'm doing that. Do I feel like I need to actually rush myself, or is this just an old thing coming up that's oh my God, a blessing it's in my awareness. It is in my attention. And I don't have to actually do anything about it. I don't actually have to conform to the pressure of this rushing. I can notice that that pressure is there. It's present. It wants me to buy into doing this faster. But I'm actually going to just take a moment or two to sip some water. And then I'm going to stretch. And then I'm going to walk around for a minute. Maybe take my dog out for a walk. Then I will come back and complete this. This is how you and I create the new self. This is when we're connecting to our higher self, which is really the observer. It's not necessarily always the dialoguer, the one who is like working so hard to create new neural pathways. It is sometimes just fully immersing yourself in the observation and saying, wow, that's a very interesting thought. Huh. Wow, that's a very interesting feeling. Huh. And then it's direct action in what you were already doing. Sometimes we can derail ourselves through wanting to quote unquote fix things and figure everything out. And use your discretion here. You can always notice and come back later. You can, when you have the time or the energy to really devote to processing. Processing is not something we have the ability to do 24/7, and it's not even something we need to do 24/7. The body and the mind, in the way that they protect us, are quite incredible in the healing process as well. And while it does, yes, require active work and active attention, I often think it doesn't require as much as we believe it does. You know, like we're not in the trenches 24/7. And so when it comes to labeling, where can you be kinder with yourself? What labels would you prefer to give? Because certainly you wouldn't want to be labeled a fucking asshole. Likewise, you wouldn't want to label people a fucking asshole. Maybe you would just be like, oh, they're super clumsy in this moment. I'm really clumsy in this moment. Or they might be like, oh yeah, maybe they're just like stressed out and I'm stressed out. And what's the harm in feeling and being a little stressed out and being a little clumsy? There's nothing. That's so much softer. That's so much kinder. There's so much more compassion wrapped up in that than there is fucking asshole, you know, and just reducing you yourself or another person to quite a harsh label. So I hope that this episode serves you in playing around with labels. You know, I see a lot of people here on Instagram and fucking TikTok and everything, and in conversation, just being like, I don't believe in labels, man. And I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting. You do you. I believe in labels. I think labels are great. I believe that we can utilize them to help us function, to have a really healthy sense of self. Our ego, which isn't going anywhere, requires labels to function. So that way we can, again, organize all the data that's in front of us. And some of the information we've been given about organizing data is inaccurate. We don't need to organize our thoughts and feelings the way that we've been told, and certainly not the way other people have constructed them in the past. So when labels help, use them. And when they hurt, detach from them and ask yourself, well, what other labels can I use here that feel much more supportive of who I know myself to be as an individual that is loving? And if you say loving, then you're already back in using labels. And there's really, again, no harm in that. So yeah, I hope that this gives you a little bit of a clearer idea on when to use labels and how to use them constructively, and when to and how to detach from them and begin to explore what else may serve you within the realm of labels. So I hope that the rest of your time spent today serves you well. And I hope that we can connect soon. And I'm sending you a lot of love. Hey, this commercial break is brought to you by all of my social media. So I want to stay in touch and I want to give you the best platforms to do that. And it's going to be Instagram and TikTok. I'm active on both of those and they have the same handle, which is at Jess the Empress. That's Jess_the_Empress.
Another way that you can contact me is through email, and that's at jessica.mazzo@magicalsoulhealing.com. The final way that you can contact me is right here. Wherever you're listening to your podcast, there's an option for you to send a voice message. And if you want to include some feedback, just say hi, whatever. I'd love to play it. I'd love to connect. You'll get an email when I add it to the episode, so don't worry about missing out on it. So yeah, I hope that we can connect soon. Bye.